Hello, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Guys, I'm very confused.
Let's talk about some news. Prepare us for that, Jen.
Let's have a look at what has happened over the weekend. We have had more rockets, more mortars, more balloons fired from Gaza into southern Israel. And despite the fact that we are just weeks away from our third election in the space of a year, both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Naftali Bennett threatened that if this continues, Israel will engage in large-scale operations in Gaza. And today a delegation from Cairo, from Egypt, left for the Gaza Strip to try and calm tensions, to try and appeal to Hamas to stop with the arson balloons and to stop with the rockets and the mortars. And I know I've been receiving quite a few questions from people as to what is happening with regards to Israel and coronavirus. Are there any stats with coronavirus in Israel? While we don't have any in the country except for a two-year-old little girl who was suspected, it hasn't been confirmed. She has been quarantined. What we do know over the last few hours is that one of the Israelis who is on the quarantine ship, the Diamond Princess, that is still off the coast of Japan, is suspected of having coronavirus. They're still doing tests and that hasn't been confirmed. So I know a lot of you have been messaging me, is there coronavirus in Israel? So that is the situation as we speak. The health ministry has issued a travel warning to any Israeli saying please don't go unless it's absolutely necessary to the Far East. And the health ministry has also upgraded its protocols on how we deal with this kind of health crisis coming into the country.
Rolene, and apparently Abbas off to the UN. What does he want to accomplish there?
Well, last week we spoke about the fact that the former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas, he's the President of the Palestinian Authority, were going to have some kind of joint press conference. Now, that seemed to fizzle out because we didn't seem to know what they're going to be talking, other than perhaps criticizing the Americans for the Trump peace plan, or where this is going to happen, if it will happen in New York, because we knew that Abbas was off to the United Nations and he's slated to address the UN General Assembly tomorrow. He's going to put forward a draft resolution which has been sponsored by Tunisia and Indonesia condemning the US peace plan and the alleged settlement annexations that are part of the peace plan criteria. And while this is all happening, he's also instructed the lawyers for the Palestinian Authority to sue any countries that accept the Trump peace plan. Now, of course, to us, that is a tremendous waste of money and energy. And, you know, you can't just sue somebody because you don't like what they have to say. But while this is all going on, he's yet to submit any kind of counter proposal. It is expected tomorrow that the U.S. will veto the resolution. And many countries have said that they will abstain. But Israel is on a diplomatic offensive at the UN to try and get as many countries as possible either to abstain or, more importantly, to vote against the resolution.
One country I'm sure that will not be abstaining will be South Africa. Our esteemed president felt it necessary to open the AU with a whole lot of commentary about the Trump peace plan. Yeah, that's putting it lightly. Has that been covered in Israel at all, Rolene?
It has been covered, but I do have to say, quite frankly, there's been a collective yawn, because right now we look at many Arab countries who are opening up to Israel. We look at South Africa with a little bit of frustration, because there are much bigger issues both in South Africa and here to deal with. And to Mr. President, President Ramaphosa, if it is so offensive to you, please come up with your alternative.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And kind of related to that is another story you were going to talk about, the fact that Saudis and Israelis are apparently going to meet or continuing to meet, that despite, you know, the South African approach, which is not being particularly helpful in terms of finding a resolution. What are the Saudis and the Israelis doing?
Well, this is quite incredible. So there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and lots of very interesting conversations between Washington, Jerusalem, Cairo, and Riyadh. And it's all with the background of the Saudis with Crown Prince Salman possibly meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu very, very soon in a summit to be held in Cairo. And it's not just the Saudis that Israel may be meeting with, but also the other Gulf states, Bahrain, Oman, the United Arab Emirates. There's a lot of interest coming from these areas. And very interesting to me is, I don't want to be too optimistic and certain about change, but a almost like a slight thawing of attitude from the Qataris to the Israelis. Qatar, one of the countries to actually back the Trump peace plan, as well as Kuwait. These are countries that have come out in support of this. And I think slowly but surely, these countries are recognizing, and this was actually backed up by a journalist on Al Jazeera last night, that you know, we have to move forward. We have to look at all the opportunities, especially for the region, especially when we face these tremendous threats. We have to look at everything that working together, doing business together, opening channels of discussion with each other will achieve. You know, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing on certain points. It's healthy. You know, I'm not a fan of this cancel culture that is of the opinion that if you disagree with me, I must hate you. And ironically, this has been proven quite well here in the Middle East. The region is changing, attitudes are changing, and people are realizing, and certainly leaders are realizing, there's much more important things than we have seen in the past. There's amazing business to be done. There's incredible ideas sharing. We face a common threat in terms of Iran. And hey, at the end of the day, we just want to come and see each other's countries.
Rolene Marks, it is 5:30. Thank you. And I look forward to chatting to you same time tomorrow.
I'm going to go and see if I am not in possession of any nafka shoes.